Welcome to the DubLab Podcast, powered by Griffin, masterminds behind the iTrip and other wonderful iPod accessories. Thanks to Griffin. Enjoy the music, dublab.com.
Hello, my name is Patrick Wolf, and I'm recording this somewhere in Los Angeles, and it's the last night of my first American tour, and I fly back to the UK tomorrow. And I've stopped over here at DubLab to record some songs, and the first I'm going to play is a song called Peter Pan on my baritone ukulele. And on the record, it's actually recorded with a theoroba, which is a medieval lute instrument, but this is the uke, so you're going to have to do so.
He's a boy who never ages, rides a goat around the lake. He's a friend who never falters to change my circling fate. He said, dance across the battle.
I need to get my viola out, so I just stop this for a second.
Intermission.
Okay. So this is a song called Pigeon Song, and it was written when I lived in a place in South London called Camberwell, and it was near Brixton, and there were lots of pigeons around, and I was thinking of this Mary Poppins. Well, there was this whole thing of trying to get rid of pigeons in London, and I kind of thought they were the last piece of London heritage, and they're like, I don't know, very London creatures. This is called the Pigeon Song.
To take my child away, you buried him under rent and low pay. I've been cycling in circles round your empty streets. I've been talking to myself again. Going alone to the cinema. I've been stealing all my food from the Electric Avenue. Now the pigeons gather round my feeding hand, and we talk till the evening fades. And I have learned how it goes. what you wait for? Well, it never shows. And what you least wanted, it holds you down like a stone, just like a stone. Now I feed the birds day after day. Only they can hear me pray for a lighter heart, a lighter load to be moving, moving, moving my way.
I could sing another song on the ukulele.
Sure.
This third song is a song called The Hazelwood, and the lyrics are written by a poet called W.B. Yeats, and they were sent down to me by a friend from Glasgow called Dr. Alec Kennedy, and the words really spoke to me on many levels. It's about, well, I'll play the song and then you can work out for yourself, but they're kind of very perfect for me right now.
I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head, and I cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I threw the berry in the stream, caught a little silver trout. And when I laid it on the floor and went to blow the fire aflame, something rustled on the floor and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossoms in her hair, who called me by my name and ran, disappeared through the brightening air. So when I'm old from wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone. Walk among tall dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done. The silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun, the golden apples of the sun. Sun.
Thank you very much.